Now it's time to enjoy a fireside chat with Dr. Dean. And so, without further ado, our kind sponsors would like to bring forth Dr. Carolyn Dean. And crowd goes wild with adulation. Hey, Dr. Dean.
Hey, Ion. What are you up to?
Honey, you can't believe what we're up to. We have a caller who has a question. We've gotten everybody off to the club. We reminded them to be sure to take their VLM. And they were, like, stunned. And so the question for us was, hey, Ion, tell us about Realign. Do you have some words that will help us be engaged with Realign, Dr. Dean?
Were you telling Jermaine and Jack to use Realign to help them metabolize alcohol?
Yes. Actually, all the sisters is the one that's worried about. Jack can swing pound them. He's okay. But the girls could use it.
That's interesting. I really hadn't talked about that before. We always used to use vitamin C as the antidote. Right, but yeah. And there's magnesium, too, that can help metabolize alcohol.
Methionine.
Yeah, if you go right back to the methionine and taurine aspect of the precursors to glutathione, glutathione is the superior antioxidant in the body. So, yeah, I can see that.
Here's what it does. Is if you take it even after you're consuming or even before you consume, we might want to wait till just you're consuming because sometimes it'll take the edge of your buzz off. So you don't want it to be as a buzz killer, but at the same time, you can use it to take the edge off if you get almost too much.
I guess in my old conservative days, I'd say, well, then you're just giving people freedom to drink themselves into a tizzy and then promise them that it's all okay because they can antidote it with methionine.
That's right. But see, the good news is if in those people, if the alcohol poisoning was going to kill them, they'd already be dead. So it's okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking up and there's a neat entry here. Methionine lowers circulating levels of acetaldehyde. And acetaldehyde is the hangover chemical that's produced by the breakdown of alcohol. It's also produced by yeast. You'll like that.
There you go. And what happens, Steve, you don't ever have a hang around.
Hang over.
No, hang around. They don't hang over. They hang around and they stay even the next day. Then you go get in the shower and you're already all drunk all over again. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely crazy. But these kids today, what you going to do with kids today? But anyhow, the Realign will help curb that position.
What's interesting about the methionine-acetaldehyde connection is that all the products kind of interweave all the complement formulas because magnesium also helps break down acetaldehyde. So that would work together with methionine. And the enzyme that works to break down methionine into glutathione requires magnesium. Everything's so interactive.
Some people drink a top shelf or a premium alcohol, a higher grade, I guess, a brand, because they say the cheap stuff makes them sick. Or you don't want people getting sick from non-filtrated properly or not a good quality alcohol. We don't even know. We're just speaking words. We don't know what we're saying. But the point is with a bit or a layer with Realign in your diet already and then adding some, you don't find that indifference or your tolerance to those impurities are not so abstract. You won't have this worshiping the porcelain gods.
Here's something about methionine that actually flows into some of the conversation from last week. Methionine is an essential sulfur amino acid.
And that's for people that even have sulfur allergies because it's a different kind of sulfur.
Well, it's food-based. It's like the sulfur in broccoli or onions or something.
Dogs eat grass when they have an upset something. That's what they do. Well, this white stuff on the grass is that stuff.
So anyway, it's an essential sulfur amino acid. It's a precursor to glutathione, but it's a methyl donor. Bob was mentioning earlier about the original Earth environment with methane. Now,
yes.
Methane is related to this whole methylation business. It all kind of, again, works together. So the question is, there are people now saying that they aren't methylating properly, so they have to have B vitamins and amino acids that help them methylate. So does this whole supposed methylation problem have to do with the change in the environment that we're now experiencing? I'm sure it's a yes, but I'd like to go into the layers
okay.
of that.
Let's go add a layer. First thing, the first obvious change is, if you've not noticed, please don't take our word for it, but look around your world. It is absolutely changing. The world is changing. Even asphalt itself is changing. Now, asphalt bubbles and potholes. Just look at asphalt. It's changing. They're not changing the asphalt. It's the same, but it's changing. As the oxygen is decreasing, please don't believe us. Check with anybody registering oxygen levels on the planet. Check with them. Even in the maladies, in those days, no one had O2 concentrators just to be able to breathe in their houses. Now people got them portable. They towed them around with them. So as the world's changing and your ascension began, you need less and less oxygen, so you thrive. But if you're not in that process, you notice you'll start to wither. And that's what happened. Now, in this shift, these things from the end of the lipids, back to the lipids, back to the lipids, as that applies, then you're curbing your body's natural ability and capacity to process these changes in the environment, which is a hereditary response. Your body, its heredity, leads you back to perfection. And if it's not perfect, it's because you are blocking it.
Yeah, lipids, that brings up, was it last week where John was talking about the lipids? You were talking about the lipid system, and then he sort of calibrated that. Oh, yeah, you know, lipids are in every cell membrane. We have trillions of cells, so we have a heck of a lot of lipids. But there's also what's called the chylomicrons. C-H-I-L-O-M-I-C-R-O-N-S, that travel in the lymphatic circulation.
The power is in the blood.
I was trying to remember the way the lymph works. It pulls up through the body. It goes from toes to your shoulders, and it drops in the right side of what's called the sternal chyle, under your right collarbone.
Yep, that's
and
exactly right.
Where does it go from there?
It connects into your thyroid and the hypothalamus. It hooks in right there. And then it goes all the way up into where the saliva comes out from under your tongue. Your spit maker.
Yeah, I mean, everything is definitely connected. So there's more to the lipids than just the membranes.
Yeah, and then you go into the lymphatic system, into the lymph node of the body, which is even more, that would be the precursor to how you apply the amino acids into that system. See, because everybody's still fighting fat. If you notice, we aren't fighting fat. We're saying that you just need to change your fat cells. If you can change your fat cells into ascension, they don't become a storage.
There you go. That's exactly the next thing, is that fats store the toxins.
Right.
And as a helping mechanism. They're trying to keep
so what
it
you're
the
perfecting is what you're perfecting is your cells. Now, most people fall off, but some people gain what you saw, add weight. But they're not adding weight. They're just purging corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And so it takes it, as it stores the yuck, it also collects it.
Mm-hmm.
So some may add some weight, if that's what you call it. Is that like a gut or a 12-pack or a Federal Reserve? What do you call that? A jelly roll, yeah. What do you call it, spare tire?
What do I call it, a muffin top.
Oh, a muffin pop. Oh, no, it's suffering kids. But that will go away as your body has more ability to process these changes. And the more the changes are, the less you'll notice it.
So some people, in general, just gain and retain weight because of toxicity. They're exposed to toxins, so their fat cells will hold the toxins to protect it from hitting organs like the brain and the heart and the nervous system. So
cortisol.
So they're holding on toxins in the fat cells. So we know that happens. So what you're saying is when people seem to gain a little bit of weight in the RNA process, it's because cells are getting perfected, the toxins are dumped out of, you know, tissue cells throughout the body, and for a certain cycle, they'll end up in fat cells, you know, as those toxins are on their way out. So it's like a transition point that's happening.
That's correct. But now let's say a few more words. In a little man, you eat a certain amount of food. You process that amount of food, and what you have left over, the body stores as fat. It's energy. It's a calorie. Calorie is not fat. Calorie is heat. Your body naturally responds by holding it or not, depending on what you're eating, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then your whole strata comes into play. Some people can eat 10,000 calories. Some people can look at a glass of water and gain 5 pounds, blah, blah, blah. Makes no, never mind. The whole point of this conversation is that as you ascend, the way your body processes food is different. The way it metabolizes food is different. That's why we keep saying in this transition process, protein, 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 because it's more difficult for the body to process. That's what you need, is things that are more difficult to process. The protein is that building block that you can run your body through the rigors to digest.
So you're saying eat more protein for the difficulty of processing?
You're using more energy to digest it. And therefore you're getting the good to feed the cells while it's ripping the fat out. You'll eat your way skinny.
So you require more energy to digest protein, but you actually require the most energy to digest fast.
I know, but it makes no, never mind. As you're busy eating more protein, the fat that has the toxicity that you're purging have the ability to let go. They have no reason to stay. Now, your body is going to be hungry until it gets protein. It's going to be hungry. You can give it some sugar and that'll put it to sleep, but until you get some to stick to your ribs, protein, to process, you're still going to be hungry. So eat the protein rather than all the other choices first. And then have your ice cream and then eat whatever you like to eat. Doesn't make a difference. Enjoy it.
I've been wanting to eat a lot of carbs recently. And I haven't really figured that out. But, yeah, I should just go thaw some lamb chops as we speak.
Eat more protein, and then your carbs will have a, they'll fit. You see, there's nothing wrong with having a side of spaghetti as long as you're eating a great big hunk of meat. And you eat the great big hunk of meat, and you don't want that pasta. Nothing wrong with pasta. Normally you eat 9 yards of pasta, and that's more than you desire.
Is the eating more protein to get the metabolism revved up to be able to process the fat to be able then to dump the toxins? Is that the scenario?
Yes, if you activate the lymphatic process. Since you got to generation 108, now you're going to see your lysine levels change.
Now, activate the lymphatic process, that brings us back to glutathione and the realign.
It does indeed. And you can do this without any of those things. But, sure is easier. Sure is simpler.
Yeah, and it all, you know, it all makes sense.
Then it comes into a balance.
I want to clear up this methane, methyl donors business, because I just alluded to it. So methane was the original gaseous environment, and then we got oxygen, and now we're getting hydrogen. So is it that the methane breathers, the ones that don't have enough methyl groups, they're having trouble?
They just hold more.
Hold more what?
That.
So some people who need more methyl donors are ones that are holding more fat, and they need more methylation to break down the fat.
Yes.
And let me just look at my notes on Realign. What I'm saying here is protein foods containing methionine. Listen to this. Processing of food oxidizes methionine in the form that is unusable, thus rendering many food sources unavailable after cooking. So there's, right in my notes, is oxidation is the bad guy in terms of getting your methionine out of food, which you said something earlier about it's much better to get it in the capsule form of Realign, and that's the reason oxidation strikes again.
Of course.
And then we've got 3B vitamins in the Realign. Two of them are methylated. The third one I've been just fighting tooth and nail to get it methylated, but it's a folic acid that apparently has been patented by a drug company, and they won't release it. They're holding it close to their chest.
You resemble that remark.
Oh, it's really very frustrating because people who are now being told, like the naturopaths are all big on this MTHFR gene mutation, and scaring the living daylights out of people, saying, oh, well, you have this gene mutation that just suddenly showed up in the world. You know, it's supposed to take centuries to change genes, but all of a sudden, overnight, it comes, and they found at least 40 of them. So they give people this incredible less-than experience, and then they look at labels and say, oh, well, this B6 isn't methylated. It'll probably kill me. So, you know, I have to kind of roll with that punch and either remove the folic acid entirely and tell them to get a food-based B-complex or try to get it methylated. But when you look at this MTHFR gene mutation and you look at people who have a lack of magnesium, it's a magnesium deficiency that may be what allows people to express this genetic problem. It's not a mutation at all. It's just a epigenetic reaction to the environment of, you know, what foods or what supplements or complement formulas people are taking. So it's interesting times we live in when people are scared of all these tests that they're willingly subjecting themselves to.
Well, it's just a test, but the L form of methionine, once you get that balance right, the body will kick in and it'll pick it up. Now, you have a duty and obligation to help the little man. We do not. We don't. Yeah. We're like, you know, get happy or get out because it's coming over for you soon. Anyway, so why get all upset about it? At least have some fun. Do what you did.
Yes. Yeah. Good point. Yeah, I said that at the beginning. Methionine itself is a methyl donor, so if the folic acid in there, it'll probably just support the folic acid methylated as it goes along. See, the body can take care of itself, but
it does despite you.
And it's the labyrinth of the mind that gets in the way of the body trying to just do what it wants to do naturally. So back to how much magnesium is the right amount. Everybody's different. This is not like a drug. Everybody takes
What does that
BID
mean? What does that mean? BID, twice a day. Okay, now do I need a bucket, a dipper, or a dropper?
You need as much as it takes to get rid of your magnesium deficiency symptoms.
We don't even know what that is.
Yeah, well, oh, come on. You stop pretending to be Barbara Walters and make me cry.
It makes you cry. It's a fight.
Oh, Barbara, don't make me. Oh, you're making me cry.
When did you realize that we really should have magnesium in our bodies?
You know, when I was on The View and she was there, it was the segment we were talking about colon therapy. You know, we probably laughed our way through the whole thing. And then afterwards, she turned to me, and we were walking off the stage. She was walking over to her boyfriend, the senator. She said, well, what happens if people do it wrong? Or and, you know, I said this and that. And she said, yeah, and then they die. And she laughed. You know, she cackled. Yeah, and then they die. It was very funny.
And then they die.
Yeah. And the senator came up and asked me something about some supplements he was taking, and she was glaring at him because he was talking to someone other than herself. It was fun.
Of course. Senator John Warner, John Warner.
John Warner.
Don't be talking. You'll pinch Mac again, Bob. There you go.
What I'll tell you, Mr. Ion, about how much magnesium and why and how, you can look at my blog called Gauging Magnesium Deficiency Symptoms. This is if you don't want to go ahead and buy my book because you're saving your pennies.
Papa said be saving as you can.
So the blog called Gauging Magnesium Deficiency Symptoms, there's 100 factors that relate to magnesium deficiency. It's in my book, Magnesium Miracle, but I put it up on the blog. So people can look through here if you're drinking more than 7 alcohol drinks a week, if you tend to get angry, get angina or anxiety or apathy or arrhythmia or asthma, and it goes on through the whole alphabet, then you can check that off as a possible magnesium deficiency indication and start taking magnesium and see what goes away. Like with insomnia, for example, we tell people if their insomnia is a bit better and they know, well, the magnesium didn't work, my insomnia didn't go away, I just say take more. And how I got into the REMAG was because so many people are so sick from magnesium deficiency, and they're on all these drugs, they have all this stress, they're drinking fluoride water that blocks magnesium, so they need more and more and more. But to get the therapeutic effect with anything but REMAG, they get the laxative effect first, and then they just waste all their magnesium. So you go for treating symptoms. If you want to be bothered with it, you can get a magnesium test at requestatest.com, $49 test. It gives you a fairly good indication of your magnesium levels, but the whole deal there, and actually I just did a blog. I'm just going to it right now.
Here we get it on a fireside chat. Look, we get first run at this stuff. This is great.
Well, stop it. And I talked about the importance of the magnesium RBC test. What I talked about was the old range of magnesium RBC was 4.2 to 6.8, but you want to be 6 to 6.5. You want to be way up at the top. But out of the blue, people start telling me that the ranges their lab is giving now, not 4.2 for the bottom, is 3.9, and not 6.8 for the top, but 5.8. So what's happened is it's the range of the sick population. So it looks like the population is getting sicker and sicker, having lower and lower magnesium. Instead of going for optimum, they're just going for average on a bell curve. So now doctors will say, and they said to one of my clients, oh, you're 3.8. Well, the range is 3.9 to 5.8. You're okay. You're very close to the range. Without a clue, and this woman with heart palpitations, twitching, insomnia, headaches, fatigue, anxiety, high blood sugar, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, all symptoms of magnesium deficiency, being told her magnesium is just fine.
And then they say that 200 rads of radiation is okay. And then when they were found in that field of grass in Nebraska, they say, okay, now 500 rads is okay. 500 rads won't kill you. 500 rads won't cause radiation sickness. So they just moved the scale to suit them.
But if you're ascended, none of that matters. We always have to make sure we put that in that caveat.
That's true. Caveat emptor, then.
Emptor.
So if I am on IV, let's say I'm fortunate enough to be on IV magnesium, and then I find that there's a product that I can get and get rid of my IV magnesium that seems more pleasurable to me than having to take an IV. If I do that, is there an amount that is appropriate for me to take?
No, it depends on the person. And for those folks, I definitely have them checking their magnesium levels. The best
Good.
Thing to do for someone dependent on IV magnesium, those individuals, it's usually 4 teaspoons a day, which is it's a fair amount. These are people who are wasters, magnesium wasters. It just runs,
right.
You know, in one end and out the other. But what you do is you put all 4 teaspoons and you make sure you do Relight as well, the multiple mineral, put about 1.5 to 2 teaspoons of Relight, all in 1 liter of water and sip that through the day so that you've got, you know, small amount constantly going in. If you're a waster and you think, oh, I'll take 2 teaspoons twice a day, you take 2 teaspoons, you kind of flood your body. It's not really going to go to your intestines, but it will get lost through your urine. It'll be picked up by the blood, and before it jumps into the cells, it can be wasted through your urine. So for people who are on higher doses of REMAG, it's best to sip it through the day in 1 liter or so of water.
Good, good, good. So if they have a question, they should just call you.
I'm available. Did you know, for 2 hours on Mondays, Ginny and I do a radio show live with Dr. Carolyn Dean on Achieve
Radio.
Oh,
is that like a fireside chat? Is that like a fireside chat?
It is. It very much so.
Right.
Very much so.
Nice. Nice. Well, people don't say it in that way. Well, no, we say they don't say enough, but they do say it all the time. I much appreciate your hard work and how hard you're working to keep the little man alive. We're glad you care about the little man because we don't.
Believe it or not, it's still fun to me. I did the blog, I guess it was this morning or last night, and I enjoy writing this stuff and, you know, sort of about, what is it, sticking it to the man.
Yeah, sticking it Chico in the man, and I'm Chico, right?
Right.
Let's open it up. There might be one of our wonderful, unwilling candidates that might have a tactile question that all of my physical wasn't able to subjugate.
Uh-huh.
So, Bob, open up the windows.
Do you and Carolyn have any advice for me?
Take
get
more
happy,
magnesium.
Get lucky or get over.
This is Kim. What role does the lymph system play in ascension? Because it's not a known system very much in our body. What role does it have? Is it the processing of the amino acids?
What I'd say, Kim, and I on is the lymph system is the detoxifier. It tries so hard to grab toxins and eliminate them from the body. That's what I was starting to ask Ion earlier. Okay, get all these toxins collected, and then how do they get dumped? So, you know, I'm looking up the anatomy of that right now. I kind of forgot that. But it is pretty major in being a detoxifier. But in medical school, we never really paid much attention to it. In the liver, for example, there are detoxification pathways. They're called that. But doctors ignore the word detox and detoxification. When they think of detox, they just think of an alcohol rehab detoxing from drugs. So they really pay no attention to the way the body is trying to eliminate someone who only has a bowel movement once or twice a week. They think that's normal. We're doing with the RNA drops, making perfect cells, dumping the less than perfect cells and dumping the toxins, and even the REMAG and Relight, they go into the cells and they detoxify them. They dump stuff. So we do have to have a very effective lymphatic system working to eliminate the toxins from the cells that are being dumped. So in terms of the role the lymph plays in ascension, I'll hand that Back to you, Ion.
Here's what it is. It's an extensive drain network. It's a sewer. And what it does is it balances your fluids. It's a defense against what you call infections. As you ascend, you won't know infection. Infection will be what you eat. Radiation will be what you eat. But the lymphatic vessels that carry lymph, it's clear, watery fluid. It contains protein, molecules, salt, glucose, urea, and other substances all through your body. Once your body gets that lined up and you get the lysine appropriate, then the cells start responding differently. When the cells start responding differently, it becomes the inside superhighway that trumps. The problem as a little man, what you have more than anything else in your body, is dead blood. You don't even know what dead blood is, but that's your little man problem. You need a system that will remove the dead blood from your body because there's power in the blood. So that's what it does mostly, honey.
I want to thank you both. My husband, Brian, was the one I called back in March that had the high blood sugar and was not feeling well.
Right.
We followed your advice. He's doing remarkably well. There's absolutely no symptoms of diabetes whatsoever.
We told you.
You were right. I mean, because I just bit my tongue and just, we're going to go at this the right way and we're going to do the right things. And he's doing remarkably well. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. The nodes house lymphocytes.
So the lymph nodes house lymphocytes. So, yeah, they're fighting machines, of course. I mean, the lymph nodes get swollen when the body's fighting an infection. But this dead blood business, now that's really fascinating because what you're saying there is that we're changing our blood. So the old blood is a major dead thing that we have to remove.
It is. And if you notice, everybody was like, blood donor, give blood, give blood, give blood. You notice you don't hear that anymore. They don't even ask for blood anymore.
Why not?
You notice that? Well, they just don't. You see, that was the big push. We must have donors. We must have donors. They don't want your blood anymore.
It's Linda here. I've made a major shift in a week, in this past week. And each day, the feeling of feeling so good, I'm so not used to that I can't.
Right, the shock.
Yes. It's like, is this real?
Uh-huh.
What I've done was I upped my Realign to three a day. I was taking two a day. And I've had a battle with E. coli for almost 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had my culture last week. And for the first time in 2 years, I came back with no E. coli.
Wow.
That was very exciting.
Is that urine
culture,
Linda?
Yeah.
Now, is the battle over? Did you want some more?
No,
I'm
done.
Oh, good, because it was a battle, so I thought, oh, no, then you got to have some more. Okay, good.
So anyway, mentally, emotionally, it's funny, the word realign, that's what I feel, realigned.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I can see my spine. It feels like it's straight.
Here's what you do. You take your hands. Each hand and look at it. Look at the palm of each hand. They're on your left and right side, so you turn your head and look at your hands and get a real good mental picture of what your hands look like. Then you take them and rub them together. Like if you were going to put your hands together like in Sunday school and pray, put your hands like steepling, I guess is what they call it, and rub them up and down, up and down, up and down. Do that for about 5 minutes a day or longer if you want to. But just put your hands together and just rub it, just up and down, not a bunch, just like from your first and second joint, up and down on your fingers, back and forth, like if you were doing Bob, going, rubbing your hands together like that you've got something. Do that a couple of times a day, about 4 or 5 minutes. It'll help get you jumping. You've got a little, the lymph node under your left arm is a little bit stopped up. Rubbing that up and down will help open that up a little bit.
I always pretty well was able to keep my blood sugars in check, but they're all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Up and down, up and down, up and down.
my food has always been pretty well in check, but since I would say the beginning of May, or when I started to realign, I think Carolyn had mentioned earlier that she's been having carbohydrates. And carbohydrates, I basically have to watch with my blood sugars, but I've been kind of saying, fuck it. Paying the price for it.
Well, it's balancing, and let me just say what you said earlier was I'm feeling so well, I'm not used to it. It's a big change. You know, partly it diabetes, high blood sugar, is wanting the sweetness in life. Mm-hmm. So if you don't feel worthy to be wonderful and healthy and happy, then you're going to start messing around and going up and down on your ability to know that you deserve the sweetness in life, then it doesn't have to be carbohydrates. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
So now your glucometer becomes the gauge that you use to judge your worthiness. You feel low, so you check it and you go, oh, I knew I was low. Or it feels a little good, you feel good. Because when your blood sugar is around 200, you actually feel better than when it's in the 70s. We're not saying that 200 is a good one or a bad one. We're just saying you feel better at 200 than you do at 70. The point is that you want to have a more meticulous, balanced. And as an ascended one, sugars are different. So you change the way sugar is. And through the RNA, see, you're already getting a bit of that. So some of this balancing, what you're saying, up and down, is your insulin levels are shocked. If you notice, when your balance comes, you'll take your RNA drops. Whenever you take the RNA drops, if you'll notice, they sort of get in line. And then the end of when you're not taking them, that's when you can not eat or do eat or anything. And it goes up and down like a window shade. Like you can be 175 pretty quick.
I have to tell myself to eat, and I'm not eating a regular balanced meal because it's like, and then all of a sudden, the RNA, I think, is part of that, and trying to figure out how to balance that.
Mom calls all this back in Charlie 8. You need anything for a month or so. Literally, and he was just happy as a pig in shit. I mean, you know Bob. He just didn't eat anything. He says, oh, this is food. This is easy. I don't have to do nothing. I don't have to do. Nobody has to lay it out for me for me to engage. And it was great. He did it. He did fine. But you're right. It curbs your desire to I must eat or I'm going to die. That feeling goes away. Where before you would be starved by the clock. You'd eat by the clock. Now, a regular diet, eating a certain time is good because your body knows what it's doing. Okay, Dr. Dean, we know. But we say eat when you feel like eating, whenever that is, and it's fine. But keeping in balance, you know when your sugar is going to be low. You know if you take anything for your sugars, of course, outside that you have to consume certain amounts. But we'd say air more right back to your proteins. And you get your pancreas kicking, it'll start making insulin all the time. And then you'll have to eat the proteins to metabolize this increased spike.
Yeah, protein is really talking to me.
So it's like adjusting to a whole new environment in your body. You're creating a whole new set of cells and everything with the RNA drops, so everything's got to adjust, and I think that's why it's so up and down. So, yeah.
It just got that way in the past month. Feeling so miserable physically for the past few years, and this week it's like each day I wake up and I go, oh wow, it's here again. I feel good.
I'm alive.
Right,
we don't do parlor tricks. Let's pick this up a little bit. You've sort of been drugged through the mud far enough. Let's see what happens here. When you go to sleep this day, do you plan to sleep today?
I do.
Okay, when you go to bed, before you go to bed, go find a tea in that you already have. Make a cup of tea. Have it before you go to sleep. Do you have a seatbelt in your bed?
No.
Maybe a rope of some sort?
No. know?
Oh, my. You might better get something to tie around your foot or your wrist to tie you to the bed if you do what we say.
Well, that sounds very exciting.
You just find a tea. We don't care how you do it, a cup of tea. If you want anything in it or just plain, it doesn't matter. But it must be tea, and it must be in water. Make it. And you could ice it. We don't care. It doesn't make a difference to us. That's fine. But a cup of tea and then something that you would have to undo to get you out of this world. And because you've had such a rough time, we're going to play a little tonight. We don't do parlor tricks, honey, but we get one tonight. It's great fun. And then when you wake in the morning, you'll have to undo whatever it is. It can be, it doesn't have to be huge, but just a ribbon or something that you know that if you left, you'd know it otherwise.
Okay.
So if it's undone and you wake up and it's undone, you know you had to undo it to get up, basically.
Last payday, it seemed that like between 9 and 11, I would go into this. It feels like a trance. It's very nice.
Super. And it's a super. The mystery body is what Bob used to call it, but all those bodies are buried. Thank God. They finally got rid of those dogs. They wouldn't hunt anymore. So now you come into the superfluous side or the supernal. We would call it supernal, the supernal body. You'll probably hear that again, the supernal body, or maybe be known as supernal living.
Mm.
Supernal living. Are
and
those
that
words?
Is?
What you're fixing to experience.
Well, when I went last payday, I was like half, it's like half in, just a really nice place. And then all of a sudden, I was in Hawaii, and
yes.
I was in this, like, kitchen, and Bob and Carolyn were there, and someone else, I don't know who it was, and I was saying, oh, wow, we're sitting here talking, this is familiar, and Bob said, yeah, we've done this many times.
Then, he's back with those damn orange fingertip towels, it's so ridiculous.
There was this huge fish that Carolyn and I were going to cook. We got the fish in the plate, got it in the oven, and I had said, this looks good, but I'm not a really fish person, which I'm not. And then there was this thing that Carolyn said, well, we got to get this thing out, and it was this big blob of something. I don't know what it was. We took it out. Carolyn, like, fell back, was laying on the floor. It wasn't a harmful thing, and she was laughing, and then I helped her up. I was brushing off the back of her. She had, like, a white sunbreaker on, a little jacket, and it was all full of cigarettes. I was brushing them all off and saying, oh, wow, it's cigarettes. You know, and we weren't smoking, but smoking has been an issue for me. And when I was brushing it off, I felt bad that I gotten cigarettes all over her white jacket. Anyway, I woke up.
Great fun.
It was
rolling,
fun.
She was rolling into ashes.
Yeah,
ashes
all
to ashes.
Color.
Oh, hey, that's Cineflex Odeon color. Yes. Now, what that all is about is changing the way you respond. This is about your responses. That dream or that interaction was about you changing your responses. And that's where we are now. So fun. Okay, we would like to thank our kind sponsors for yet another Fireside Chat. Join again at the same bad time, same bad station, as we try to heal the world with one Louisville Slugger at a time.